Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals and Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Yeah, nice to have you on board. Badge and Sats here with you as we edge closer to the start of the footy season, NRL-wise at least. One week away, we're here for Four Pines Brewing Co., filled with real characters. It's a beer that's welcome everywhere, including the Sports Day fridge. Did you pick your six-pack up, Sats?
I did not.
Not yet?
No, because a certain executive producer who the sponsorship is actually for, Woogie, refuses to share with me because he doesn't like the way I spoke to him today.
Oh, you have been a bit harsh. How are you, Scott?
I'm really well, Badge. Of course, this time next week, we're getting prepared for before the first round. Yeah, Melbourne versus South Sydney. And it's going to be interesting, Badge, because Melbourne have been so strong under Craig Bellamy. Never been beaten in a round one match. This year, they're up against a formidable opponent, one of the competition favourites. They've got no Harry Grant, of course. They've got no Cam Smith. And now, as we learnt in the last 24 hours, Dale Finucane will miss anywhere up to the first 7 weeks with a torn calf muscle.
You know how he did it?
Yeah, you just told me off air.
A photo shoot after training.
You'd
be filthy.
I tell you what.
That's a very serious calf tear if he's going to miss 6 or 7 rounds.
I wonder if. Yeah, well, he tore his right calf last year and missed 8 weeks, came back in the prelim final. So is it going to be another Tom Trbojevic at the back end of his career where he's got an imbalance in that part of his body? Don't know.
Yeah, but he's got big calves. See, you can do some damage. My calves, I could miss about 8 minutes. He's got none.
He's actually going to be mentioned also in one of our topics tonight.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary Coyne, former teammate of mine, is going to join us. We've been talking about sports stars of small business. He's got a bunch of these little restaurants that he's going pretty well with. I reckon he must have got in nearly 20 years ago. Longer. Probably nearly 30.
Denny's or?
Something like that. Macca's, McDonald's. So he's got a bunch in Queensland, in Brisbane. And his nickname is Burger, Coin Burger. And we'll tell you why. I'm going to ask him and get him to explain it. But it got me thinking about funny nicknames. That's a funny nickname when you know the bloke has now got McDonald's. That came about before he even played. I'll get him to tell you, though, how that came about. But funny nicknames in sport, we've talked about at times. Maybe the old What's a Packeter? Sigsworth.
We spoke about Phil Sigsworth last night. Some one of those players from the yesteryear, folklores.
Yeah, he was a real crowd puller, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know whether people would have actually called him What's a Packeter. They wouldn't have walked into training and gone, "G'day, What's a Packeter?"
No, that's right. Hey. It's like Lazo, who was called. We didn't say, "Here comes the brick." Oh, actually, Alfie would have. "Here comes the brick. Good on you, Lazo."
What about Alfie?
The brick with eyes.
Alfie was named after that.
I was there when he got
It was named after that TV show, Elf, wasn't it?
First Origin camp, and we just said, "Have a look at him. He's like that. He's like that little alien bloke. He's an elf. He's not Alan. He's Elf." And it stuck, and he's been Elf ever since.
And what about Badge? I've asked you this before, but I keep forgetting. Was it a teammate or not?
No, if you don't care that much about it, it's such a boring story.
Actually, I don't think you've told me. That's why I can't remember.
And I'm not telling you again. Okay. It's quite boring.
I think the listeners would want to know.
Oh, look, you rescue a couple of kids that are drowning, you get the badge of courage, and that's not how it happened. Yeah. So if you've got any to share with us, let us know. Maybe it's your mates, your teammates, your pub mates, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. What's their nickname that you think you want to share with us? 0477 736 736.
Jamie Goddard. He used to be called Potbelly.
What?
Potbelly.
He hadn't got a potbelly.
He used to look like a potbelly stove in off-season.
Oh, did he? Put a little bit on. Chrissy Walker used to do that. Put a bit on. 1-300-42-15-33. You can call us as well, and we'll have a chat to you. Sats, you got a good hot topic here around, what is it? We want you to finish our sentence.
Finish the sentence. So one of the sentences tonight is, the most underrated player in the competition is, fill the blanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can I throw one up for you? I just want to give you one.
Can.
Just to start the conversation. So 0477 736 736. The most underrated player in the competition is, finish the sentence. One of mine, Mitch Barnett from Newcastle. Watched him as a young fella coming
He's
through.
An outstanding
watched
player.
Him play for the New South Wales resident side in one of those interstate matches. And finally made his way into first grade. I think he's an exceptional player.
Yes.
I think at one stage we will see him wear a Blues jersey late in his career.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I said it a few times last year. I thought Jerome Hughes was, but I don't think he's underrated now. He's just been re-signed.
Yeah.
We heard last night by Melbourne Storm. So I would have thrown him up last year. I'll have to have a bit more, give that a bit more thought though, now that you've thrown that one at me. That's not a bad one. Most underrated player in current player in
current
the game.
Player. Yep.
All right. And yeah, once again, you can tell us. Hey, Chris Nelson will be joining us with some tips for Eagle Farm this Saturday. Got a couple of rippers actually, so make sure you have a listen. And we're going to preview the Mighty Green Machines' chances this year. This is not just because I'm on the program; it's because it's their term. We've been working through them. Even while I was away, Sats, you started at number 16. You started at the Brisbane Broncos. Did they get a rap from you?
No, they didn't. I think they'll finish bottom two.
And we've worked our way right up to their numbers. They came sixth.
They did.
Last
year.
Okay. All right.
The Raiders, they were fifth, weren't they?
Sixth, something
fifth.
Like that.
They
were up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Time now for this.
Now, time for a Sports Day sports update for Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea.
Yes, it is, and we're going to kick off with some NRL news for Roll. Have you tried these sats? Roll, the family-made Vietnamese served fast and
Can I tell
fresh.
You?
They are outstanding.
Can I tell you that I regularly get their rice paper rolls, but the, is it pho or po?
Po.
Po soup.
The P-H-O.
Yes.
Po.
Mm,
like oh, it. No. No, she's the chef. Might be pho. It is great, great stuff. My wife makes beautiful Vietnamese rolls, but these are outstanding. Okay, Integrity Unit is going to investigate the John Cartwright,
West
Chris
Tubes.
Johns little push and shove.
Yeah, so for the listeners who don't know what's going on here, it was back in December from all accounts, and the Broncos and the coaching staff were having a drink and Chris Johns, he's a good friend of John Cartwright's, who's the assistant coach at Brisbane. And Kevvy Walters invited Chris Johns, as good friends do, to have a drink with the playing group. Chris Johns is the leader of the Old Boys Club, the president of the Old Boys Brisbane Broncos Club. So invited along and, yeah, there was some words spoken around Penrith Panthers and Cardi saying, from all accounts, don't have a go at my old club, whatever it may be. There were some reports that Chris Johns said you got to start thinking like a Bronco. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. But
don't
in
compare the Broncos to the
Panthers.
We've won six titles.
Yeah,
please.
So there's a bit of a push and shove and a bit of a wrestle. And what I would say is if there's five people in the world that you don't want to wrestle, one's Hulk Hogan, another one's Georgie Animal Steel, and another one in that top five is
Mario Milano,
John Cartwright.
Yeah,
never been beaten in a wrestle. But yeah, the integrity.
Larry O'Day, you don't wrestle Larry
O'Day. The integrity
O'Day,
unit
that.
Is apparently looking more into this to see whether there's anything that may have brought a club or the game into disrepute. Now, many may sit back. Even Chris Johns has come out and said, "Cardi's done nothing wrong. If they want to call me, tell them to call me because nothing happened. We got over it really quickly. We're really good mates." But you know what? The integrity unit, this is their role. They've got to investigate everything. And if nothing has happened, which it looks as though nothing has happened, they'll just move on.
It's but been a quiet week. They need to
still
do something.
They've still got to look into
they
it
do.
Because it involves representatives of the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, as an assistant coach at the Brisbane Broncos, yeah. John Cartwright. So, but we all suspect that there's going to be nothing come of him. Get a little slap on the wrist, a warning or something, but please, if you can't have a wrestle with a mate in the pub over a couple of beers.
Who'd you ever wrestle with?
Come to?
Who was your go-to wrestle partner? When you had too many beers.
Peter Jackson
would
come to me
there.
For a wrestle,
yeah.
Ripped my shirt off once in Origin camp. Jacko just, and it was generally over me wanting to go home before 4 a.m. because his buzzer didn't go off till about 8 or whatever was an hour before we had to be at training. That's when he sort of thought, I better get home now. Whereas I was a few hours ahead of that, even sometimes it might be 2 a.m. I go, you know what? This is their third night in a row, Jacko. We've got a game coming up. Come on, mate. So he did wrestle me once. Mick Hancock was with us, actually. We were in the city in Brisbane, and I jumped in a cab. I thought I'd got away. Next thing, as we were leaving, I go to the cabbie, door come open, and Jacko's tried to get me out, and he's ripped my shirt off, and we drove off anyway.
Is that the one where he actually bashed through the door of your hotel?
Yes, it was. Yeah. He did. Yeah, he wasn't even in the team. He got kicked out of the Origin squad by Tosser Turner, and he said, "I'm not even in the team." Beautiful. Okay, round one capacities going to be. And is this just for round one sets or indefinite?
It's at the moment. It's what the mandates are at the moment.
In New South Wales?
Yep, 75%.
75%. Yep. In Melbourne, 50%. That could hurt Melbourne Storm. It will hurt them only be able to have half a crowd in there financially.
And South,
big blow. And their fans.
South,
and I guess the other thing is too, their fans who want to go. That's a big game, isn't it, that opener? 50%. That is in Melbourne, isn't it?
It is.
And in Queensland, 100%, so they can have a full crowd
well,
there
the Melbourne
for
fans
the time being.
They haven't seen their Storm play at home for
no,
what,
that's
it'd be 18 months
so
now.
They would be champing at the bit to go, and only half of the crowd can. So that's a bit of a bummer. Maybe they should have switched it to the MCG, and then you have half a crowd,
and
it doesn't work like that. And that's until further notice, isn't it? Not just for
from the government. Yep.
Are there players... Player fears that there's injuries could occur more injuries
what do you think
because
about this,
of the
Badge?
Rule changes.
The new rule changes. We're hearing some of the feedback from some of the players through the trials. There was an unnamed Parramatta player just saying that he was just, he'd never blown as hard as what he had in a game from fatigue. And so because of course the new rule is if you're offside, six again as opposed to a penalty.
Yeah.
If the ball goes in a touch from a kick or whatever it may be, or the player goes in a touch, it's not a scrum. It's a play the ball. It's a changeover. So,
but we're saying this is about the speed of the game. It's not really. It's about more fatigue.
It is because, you'd go to a scrum and you'd get 30, 35 seconds, 40 seconds maybe where you do get the ability.
I think they tried to put a bit of a cap on that, but still.
But even though the ball's going to be a play the ball, generally it's going to be a dummy half run or a hit up. You've still got to get back in the line. You've got to look up, you've got to get your positioning, and you're into a tackle straight away, possibly. So those middle forwards are really going to be fatigued.
Oh, yeah.
But they're saying the increase in the speed of the game and they're so fatigued after a trial match. Give it 5 or 6 weeks.
They were going to be fatigued after a trial match, weren't they?
It doesn't matter
first
whether the new rules came in or not.
Yep.
We know the first two rounds of the competition, your legs feel like lead. You feel like you've done no training over the preseason. You feel as though you've wasted your time.
It's another level.
But I think with these players, just give it time. I think the rule changes have been made for the better of them of the game. I don't agree with the six again on the offside rule if you're coming out of your danger zone. But in saying that, I just think just give it 5 or 6 weeks. Just see how the game's going after that.
Right, a couple of things to skip through here, Sats. Oh, a Manly pub footy tipping contest you want to tell us about? That sounds
This is a really good initiative. A really good initiative. So it's just a blackboard that's up in a pub, and it's to all the footy tipping punters that drink in the pub. It says footy tipping comp, Manly Sink Fund. $50 entry fee. For every game Manly lose, 10 schooners go into the sink fund. When beaten by 13 points or more, 20 schooners go into the sink fund. The fund is to be drunk by all tipsters on grand final day.
And they'll be anticipating
a lot of free alcohol. I don't know about that.
You never know how they're going to go.
That could be a real smoky Manly.
Righto, and Ryan Pappenhausen says the team's been training as if Cam Smith won't return. Have a listen.
He's not answering the coach's call, so I don't know. I don't think he'll answer mine. I think we sort of just figured that that's what he's going to do, and we just had to adapt to that. And we've been training without him now, so if he comes back, then that'd be awesome. But we've done all the training in the preseason without him, so that's what we're sort of expecting.
Yep, and we're all the same. Everyone's a bit up in the air about that one. Of course, Sports Day NRL news for Rolled. Fast, fresh Vietnamese with crunch, bite and flavour. Absolutely outstanding. Order via app or visit a store today. Now, in other news, Sats, the Aussie T20 team bounced back last night against the Kiwis. A
60-odd
great win.
Runs, yeah.
Aaron Finch, 69. He probably should have been out in the first or second ball, LB, but you need a bit of luck when you're struggling. And Maxi got 70 off 31.
Yeah.
And New South Wales is playing a one-dayer against South Australia at Adelaide Oval. At the moment, South Australia all out for 205 in the 47th over. Now, Davey Warner has made his comeback in this match, which is of interest. Woogie, is there any score there? No, he hasn't been out there to bat just yet. We'll keep you updated on that one. Better get to the break. Snoring, waking up tired. Find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. This is Sports Day. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals. When we come back, Gary Coyne, former Raiders great, joins us.
Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Yes, all month we've been doing our Sports Stars of Small Business. Let's get to work. Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen.
Yeah, a former teammate of mine is on the line.
Four tries.
We saw that replay. It's great. He scored. He scored one of the only forwards ever to score four tries in a final. It was against Manly back in the 90s. One of the best blokes I played with, and one of the best business people as well, it turns out. Gary Coyne, former Raider, Queensland, and Australian second-rate front rower. How are you, Coyne?
Yeah, good, mate. You're travelling well.
Yeah, well, Will, you've just informed us you haven't got eight McDonald's franchises. You've now got nine. And ironically, his nickname is Burger. Now, we're going to get to that pretty soon. But, Coyne, how did you get into... And I know you were a chippy while we were playing and you were down at the Raiders and you worked all your, throughout your career. Yep. How did you get into to McDonald's?
I'll cut a long story short, Badge, but when, as you remember, when we used to flog you when I was playing for Winter Manly and you played for that team called the Southern Suburbs Magpies, an ex-Rugby League player who we all know, Rod Morris, his brother was our coach, and Rod opened up a McDonald's store at Capella Bar, and he invited us Winter Manly players down for the major launch. Nobody knew what this McDonald's was, and it was unbelievable, actually. And so Rod sat us down the back of the restaurant with a handful of paper and pencils and sign autographs and take photos with whoever. And as you know, Badge, at that time, three of the arguably the best Rugby League players that ever laced on the boot, Wally Lewis, Gene Miles, Greg Dowling, you know, were sitting in the corner of this room, the 15 of us, and not one person signed an autograph. Never took a photo. No one came down and spoke to us, and I went, what is going on? You know, what is the fascination of this McDonald's that has got no attention whatsoever of the Winter Manly players sitting in the corner? I couldn't believe it. Mm. And I told Rod that story, and he said one day after at training, he came down and he was doing a bit of work with us in the front row. And I told him the story, and he said, are you keen on it? I said, mate, I'm just fascinated by it. I couldn't believe it. And he said, well, you worry about your Rugby League career, and if you're keen on McDonald's after you retire, come and see me. And I did.
There's good a fair move. Bit of rest is history. Yeah, a fair bit of sacrifice to go in your Rugby League career, Gary. And then from what I'm hearing, to get into McDonald's as well, a fair bit of sacrifice from anyone that wants to get involved. You have to give up a lot of time initially, don't you? And a lot of money, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of your own time, which to get into the McDonald's and as part of the McDonald's family, don't you?
Yes, you do, mate. It's a hard slog, and it sorts the men out from the boys. Let me tell you, it's honestly, guys, it's probably the hardest 2 years of my life. Like I had the Rugby League career, as you know, and Badge, as you know, getting up on those cold mornings in Canberra and going on the work sites, that was pretty brutal. But working in a McDonald's restaurant, unpaid, 6 out of 7 days for 12 months. Was very hard. And then my first year in business, when we opened up the Gympie McDonald's restaurant, that was another hard year. And you know, as they say, mate, hard work reaps rewards, and the luck I get, and all that sort of stuff. It's all these cliches, but it's true. And I love that word sacrifice, guys. It's one thing that not too many people understand. And again, it's one of those things that makes the winners and losers of people in life and business in general.
Mm. Now, you've had some great mentors and coaches in your life, Gary. And do you find yourself some days walking through one of your stores with a rolled up roster in your hand, pointing at the employees like Tim Sheens used to?
Those days are gone now, mate. I've got general managers now and supervisors. I've got them all happening. We employ over 900 people now. So, you know, and Badge, if you would have told me that, you know, back in 1991, 92, when we were running around, that I'd have over 900 people working for me, I wouldn't believe you. And it's, it's an amazing thing. But no, I don't. I do a bit of finger pointing. I've got some great people in some great positions, and being all female, I don't get much say. I might be the boss, but I don't get much say.
I know your wife Gail's involved, and your kids were at different stages. Are you still hands on, Corny, or you just sit up the top of the office like a big Buddha, overseeing everyone, letting everyone else do the work?
Yeah, that'd be good. No. I've like I said to you before we went on air, I've just got in. So nice to sit down and talk to you guys. But no, I've had a big day today. Big day yesterday, and looking forward to tomorrow. Weekends are always busy. But no, man, I love a badge. It's a business that's really suited to me. And you know, Badge knows I like to have a bit of a chat every now and then, and it's one of those things that, you know, it's right in my hitting zone, mate, and it works well for us.
I'm sure you'd be great to work for. I know that, Corny, because you're a very fair man. And now, I mentioned before to the boys that your nickname was Burger, and of course, I think everyone assumes that's because you own all these McDonald's stores. Tell them how that came about.
Well, mate, you know, a great friend of ours, as you know, Badge, the great Peter Jackson. I think we were playing Cronulla, Sutherland, the Sharkies down at Canberra there, and I scored two late tries.
Jeez, you're a try-scoring machine.
I was a try-scoring freak. I only ever scored 25 or 28 or something like that, but you would think I was a legend, wouldn't you? But it was a hard game. I can remember Jacko, as he was, just going off, and every time we scored, and the last try I scored, he came running down, picked me up off the ground, and just yelled in my face, "Coinburger, Coinburger!" And he kept yelling this name out, and I'm, what is he talking about? You know, and I believe that's a pet name or something, Badge. I think that you South guys had, I think, in the days, but I'd never heard of it before. And of course, we had my second role partner in those days was Ashley Gilbert. And you know what Ashley Gilbert's like, Badge. He doesn't let a sucker off the hook too easily. And of course, he labelled me Coinburger, and then got shortened to Burger, and the name stuck.
It stuck, and it wasn't until 5 years later that you ironically got into McDonald's and burgers.
Yeah, I know. It's unbelievable. And every time I see the boys, reunions, they just shake their head and said, "Who would ever thought you'd get into Macca's?" You know, like. Chris O'Sullivan loves ripping it into me. He rips it into me all the time, but I think that might be because he's jealous, I think.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. He's still a carpenter like you were.
Exactly, yeah. We had a really good relationship there, Sully and I. We could talk the talk. But he's still on the tools, and I congratulated him last time I saw him down there, Badge. Last time we were at the Raiders opening, I think it was last year. Season launch, and I said, "Sully, you know, I admire you, mate. You're still on the tools and still swinging a hammer, but you know what he's like. He's a tough little rooster, and was a great player. He was very underestimated, Chris O'Sullivan."
If there was one former player teammate that you wouldn't like to shout them, all they could eat at McDonald's, would it be Sam Bacco?
No.
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 Is there someone that would beat Sam?
It'd be Glenn Lazarus.
Wow.
Glenn Lazarus, mate. Glenn Lazarus and Brent Todd. They were unbelievable. they were just eating machines. I remember, I don't know if Badge can remember this, but after the games, we'd get on the bus and we'd leave Sydney on the way to Canberra, and we used to pull up at the McDonald's at Liverpool. And Lazo and Toddy would be sitting side by side down the front of the bus because they'd be first off. They could only beat us to the counter by sitting down the front of the bus, and I always remember they used to order the whole left hand side of the menu. Now the whole left hand side of the menu were all their burgers, and they would eat it, and I'm just going, "My God, you guys can eat!" Well, now obviously you haven't eaten probably since 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and by that time it's 6 o'clock at night. So you know when you got a couple of big angry front rowers wanting to feed, mate. You out of their way. So
that's we couldn't wait for that stop.
Oh no! Yeah, that was almost like the highlight of the week, I believe.
Mm. Righto. Well, any special deals for us, Burger? If we stop into your stores, mate.
Sorry, what was that?
What's the special deal you got going for us if we stop into any of your stores?
Nothing.
Really? Well, we can't even have the special deals that are on.
I make you pay.
That's why he's worth so much, and he's such a good small business owner. Gary Corn.
That's it, mate. You know, the look of the dollar. No, mate, we always have that specials going on along the way. Their value meals are really, really good value, actually. And the kids' happy meals, you know, they're always great things. And it's just great seeing the families get together and play, you know, the kids play in the playlands, and I build my playlands. I make them colourful and make them high because kids like colours and they love to climb and slide, and that's the secret to it. And
the screen goes a bit longer when they fall off too if they're up high.
Yeah, they do a little bit, but no, it's good, mate. It's a great business badge. It's very much like a rugby league club, really, because you've got the company owns, out of all the stores around Australia, they own approximately 20% of the restaurants, and the rest are all licensees. You know, people, basically couples, like Gail and I, and we feel like we're all in the boat together. It's like an Origin camp badge. You get together for a co-op meeting or a convention. The first night in camp is just get the beers in, you know what I mean? You pay for it the next morning. At 9 o'clock in the morning, you're, oh my God, why do we do that? But we do it every time.
Yeah.
And it's like a big club. We're all in the one boat trying to go in the same direction, and it's hard at times, you know, when you're in a big co-op like that. But I related very, I work it as if it's a rugby league club, and everything I've learned out of rugby league, I put to practice today. It's one of those things that's what I know, you know.
Hey, Gary, do you still watch your Raiders when they're on, or they're all on TV now, all the games? Do you still catch up and watch as many games as you can? You like what you're seeing for 2021?
Yeah, I am. I do like what I see. I know they haven't bought a lot of players, but I don't think they really need to. I think with the depth they got in their forwards, I think is as long as they stay injury free, I think they'll have a good year. I think their forward pack is a little bit stronger this year, mainly because of the exposure that the young guys had last year. And the backs will always speak for themselves. I think they've got a great balance. I think the whole 17 players leading into the 21, 25 players, even the 30 players, I think they're a great club. Ricky's got them going and got them fired up already. Spoke to him the other day, and he can't wait for the season to start like all of us. So I'm looking forward to it. I just hope they can win win a grand final for themselves to, like Boxhead Walder said, so they can start making their own,
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season, on now with match-winning deals. Now on Sports Day, it's time for our Hot Topic. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com.
Like what you've tossed up here, Scotty Sattler, finish this sentence.
Yep.
And tonight, your sentence is...
The most underrated player in the NRL is...
And?
Well, you want me to go first?
Throwing him around. Anthony Don.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Woogie mentioned that, and he's right. He's
underpaid,
very underrated.
Too.
Is he? What's
From
he on?
More reports, he's... I don't think he's even on $200,000 a year.
Oh. Compared to
Proud boy from Gatton.
Very, very.
Do you know my most underrated player?
Grafton,
I mean. My most underrated player, I used to always
Otherwise, he would have played for Queensland.
Yeah, it was Dale Finucane. Not now, because he's now playing Origin.
And he's hurt himself.
For many, many years, I always thought this. Even when he was at the Bulldogs, I thought, Dale Finucane, he just needs a shot, this kid.
I'm pretty sure he and Josh Jackson debuted in the same game.
Okay.
Well, I called a game, and I thought, I might be wrong. But
yeah.
Yeah, good player.
Now, there's a centre who's the most underrated player. The most underrated player is Dean Vare. Remember the centre?
Oh, Penrith? He's a good player.
I remember an interview with Greg Inglis once, and when they asked him who was the most difficult player to play against, and he said Dean Vare is the most difficult defender.
Because he's such a good defender.
Yeah. And the defensive players always do go unnoticed a lot of the time. Yep. And Dean Vare was one of the best defensive, or is one of the best defensive centres in the game. Badge, what about one of your favourites? Sia Soliola.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's not underrated by his teammates.
No, not his teammates.
He's everyone not. Around him. And he's nothing flash.
Mm.
Gee, he gets the job done.
Yeah.
And he's signed again for, is it just this year? Maybe
he'd
next year
at
as
least
well.
40.
No, he's not 40.
What about you?
I'll tell you who was... No, I wasn't underrated.
No.
I'll tell you who was when I was playing was Fatty, Fat Man.
Yeah, not...
People don't realise how good he was. I mean, you know, I used to watch him on the footy show and Sturlo, the superstar as he was, but people thought, oh, Fatty was just an average player. He was a gun player. Gee, he could make a tackle.
Well, he came down the end of the 70s, didn't he?
Did a lot
from
of
Western
work,
Brisbane to
Manly.
To Manly. A star-studded side as well. Mm. They just came off winning a grand final as well.
He captained him to the 87 grand final.
Yeah, he did too. Yeah, he did too.
Because he bagged us, I remember that. Something now, about the fairy tales.
0477.
He ripped the last page out of the fairy tales. Yeah, it was a smart ass.
0477 736 736. We've got a text here. No name to it. Make sure you put your name and where you're from. Matty Elliott was a really good prospect before doing his knee. Good back row, Matty Elliott.
He was. Hey, look, we're also talking about, is that the last one of the underrated players at the moment?
Well,
anyway, let us know if you got one.
Adam Elliott.
Tell us.
He's one of my most
Adam Elliott. Yeah.
Adam Elliott.
Good player.
Really good player.
Everyone's team, there's someone there that's better than the expectation around them. They're best nicknames. Because we just spoke to Gary Coyne, the Burger, who happens to be called Burger, and now he owns 9 McDonald's franchises. Best nicknames, we've got a couple there. Mark Coyne, I'm not sure who that's from.
Not
Mark
from anyone.
Coyne's nickname was Dollar.
Yep, obvious.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was Dollar either.
I played State of Origin with Mark Coyne, played a bit of euchre with him. He taught me or I taught him.
I never knew how to play euchre my whole career until the last 2 years. I saw everyone playing and having fun, and I thought, someone teach me how to play euchre. I missed out on...
Are you good at it?
I don't know. I don't know whether I was good. I don't know whether I was taking my money deliberately.
I learned at a very hard school when I first went to Canberra. I was working in the Leagues Club, Queanbeyan Leagues Club, as half the team did.
Yeah.
And at morning tea.
Salary cap, but anyway.
Morning tea, 9 o'clock, 9:30. We went and had a tea or a coffee and a biscuit, and we sat around a table. Craig Bellamy, Ashley Gilbert, myself, and Phil Carey.
Tough
school. Mm. They taught me
who
very
was your
quickly.
Partner?
Usually it was Phil.
Yep.
And Ash and Craig, because they had their own signals and signs and they were cheating, I think. But yeah, it was good. And Smoko would go for, the 20-minute Smoko would go for an hour and a half sometimes.
We were about to play the Warriors once, and the night before, Trent Waterhouse, former player, international and State of Origin player for Penrith, he lost a lot of money. I think it might have been $500 or $600, and he played terrible the next day. Because of it.
He was on his mind.
It was just because he was on hardly any money. And then John Lang made a rule, you weren't allowed to play euchre the night before the game. No cards,
no
betting,
nothing
not
for
the
money.
Game.
Yeah, good
exactly.
Idea.
Hey, another nickname here, 0477 736 736. One of the greats, Matt Hilder. Remember Matt Hilder?
Played
for Newcastle, Gold Coast, Cronulla. Waltzing Matt Hilder.
That's it. That is outstanding.
That's from Axel. Thanks, Axel.
Good on you, Axel.
I had a couple of my teammates. Ryan Girdler's nickname was Skunk because he used to have black hair. Remember Pat Rafter? Black hair.
Did he have a white bit in it?
Yeah, a little white little patch.
My dad had
hair.
That on one side, a bit of white, like a grey spot or a white spot.
Beauty spot.
Is that what he called it?
Yeah, so he was called Skunk. Luke Pritis was called Muttley.
Yeah, he looks like Muttley.
He used to talk really.
And he looks like
and he used to laugh like Muttley the dog as well.
He did. Righto, you can let us know if you've got any. Give us a call or a text 0477 736 736. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco authorised service. Book at repcoservice.com. This is Sports Day. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals. Up next, Chris Nelson is going to give us some ripper tips for Eagle Farm on Saturday.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season. On now with match winning deals. On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Certainly is. And with all the latest is Chris Nelson. Hello, mates.
Hello, Jase. How are you going this afternoon?
Yep, pretty good. Now all the fields are out for this weekend and you've got some tips for us this week.
Yes, not only that, but it's a welcome return for one of Queensland's top jockeys too. But the fields, of course, are all out for Saturday afternoon. We've got Dolby racing Saturday afternoon. We've got the Gold Coast, of course. We've got the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. Now, Dolby sees the return of Bailey Notif. Of course, he's been off the scene for probably 3 or so months, giving his body a bit of a rest. Well, he's riding one there at Dolby on Saturday with 59.5 kilos. So great to see Bailey back. And hopefully he's back riding in town soon and back in the winner's circle. I'm sure he will be.
Yeah, it's a good little track. It's a cute little track there at Dolby. I was only up there a couple of weeks ago. It's really nice.
Yeah, some of these outback, not quite outback, but away from town tracks are terrific little tracks. And they certainly have different characteristics. You've got little places like Kilcoy with a short straight, Gatton with a short straight, and other ones such as Warwick got a nice long straight there. So, yeah, every different course has its different characteristic.
All right, here we go. What are your tips for Saturday, Eagle Farm?
Well, I'm going with a couple here, one short and one at value. The best bet race four, number six, She's Our Boss, trained on the Gold Coast by Team Edmonds. Two runs back have both been very, very good. She's had a month off, but she steps to 1,400 metres, and I don't think that month off will do her any harm. I think she'll be winning. And race one, number eight, Legalese, also trained on the Gold Coast by Team Guy, Brian and Daniel Guy. A couple of runs this time in. First up didn't fire, but the pace was against that day. Just caught her making some ground late last time out. 1,300 metres suit. I think she'll run well and she's around the $6 mark. So stick with those two. I don't think we'll be too far away.
All righty. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week at Eagle Farm, the Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast. Chris, we'll chat Monday, mate.
Look forward to it, Jase. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, gents. Now, before we do our season preview, continue that. Sats update on the cricket, New South Wales and South Australia. The South Australia are out for 205. New South Wales 1 for 40 after 6. They're looking pretty good early. Warner 19 off 20. Enriquez is on 10. Our season preview, Sats. Canberra Raiders finished 5th last year, 14 wins, 6 losses. The year before they were in the grand final. Not a lot of movement, but a couple of players gone. John Bateman and Nick Kotrick, most notably, and joining the club, Ryan James and Caleb Aikens.
Yeah, Caleb Aikens is actually a really good
boys.
Really good backup. They've always had good backup there at the fullback position with Jordan Rapana. Ryan James, he's been, three knee reconstructions now. 2 and a bit years later, he's back on the field. Looked really good in the trials. He looks fit, but it's going to take him a while to get used to the speed of the game again.
Sure.
The Raiders themselves, they'd be really disappointed with 5th after playing in the grand final. Of course, on the back of Josh Hodgson not being there was a huge loss. But the exposure, I think, that a lot of the young players have had now to a lot more NRL with Hodgson being out, it's going to hold them in good stead. I like that.
Yeah, a lot more big game experience
isn't
there?
Losing John Bateman's a big one. His unpredictability, his skill level. But Corey Harawira and Aaron Hudson-Young are just – I think they're just perfect.
And Joe Tarpanay can play a bit wider too now as well. So sometimes when he plays up the middle, but he can be an edge player too.
Talk about underrated players. Elliot Whitehead.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding. He's... So the Raiders, I rate them really highly, Badge. You've got to be, you're obviously very confident, but you also can be a little bit sceptical when you follow a side as well.
Oh, careful not to get too excited, but it's a very good sign. Josh Hodgson missed nearly all the year last year. That's great for them. Some good news as well. Jared Croker was expected to miss the early rounds. There's a chance he might make round one.
That's a shoulder injury,
given permission to go back to full training this week. So could be there. Probably unlikely, I'd say.
Wouldn't risk him, would you?
You want to be safe, but that's good to know that he's not too far off.
And that's probably what dovetails into one of the players that I think we need to really look out for in in 2021 is a young centre by the name of Harley Smith-Shields. Now, if Croker doesn't play, he usually plays out left centre, which is Harley Smith-Shields plays. I think Smith-Shields will be the centre and
he'll get a go.
Really young player.
You told Ricky yet?
Yeah, I think Ricky knows more than us. But he's comes off contract this year, Harley Smith-Shields. So I think he's a player that needs to really tie up. He's 21 years of age. He's a good player. He actually marked Joseph Suwali in that trial last week. And I know Suwali scored two tries. One of them didn't have anything to do with Harley Smith-Shields. He was defending someone else. But at one time he got up and he got right underneath the ribs of Joseph Suwali and was really aggressive with him. I was really interested to see how Joseph Suwali and his body language, what it was going to be like after that, and if he drifted out of the game after that. He didn't do. He got strapped back into the game, scored another try. But this kid, Harley Smith-Shields, I think he's going to be a real surprise packet for the Raiders this year.
Well, as we said, a lot of experience now in big games and more time spent together without much turnover to the club. I think that's very important. Yeah, there are chances. When you throw in the likes of Corey Horsburgh, who he missed a few games, didn't he, last year? Suspension and
he was put
injury.
On a report last week, and I haven't seen from a shoulder charge. I haven't seen what the outcome of that is. I haven't heard anything, so he must have been suspended.
Yep. But as I said, Hodgson back for Parley, the sort of form he's in, Tapanay. Harawira Naira, another one to really keep an eye on. Is more time now with this new club after he... He left the Bulldogs. So, yeah, I think they're looking pretty good. Sats, I'm saying top four.
I'm saying top two.
Whoa.
They're one of my favourites to win the comp.
Good on you, Sats. I'm glad you said it. This is Sports Day, open season at Kia with match-winning deals and Australia's best seven-year warranty across the range.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back.